Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open a book that turned my thinking about money completely upside down. It's called by Rabbi Daniel Lappin, and Sophie, I have to ask, did this one hit you as hard as it hit me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here's a rabbi who says chasing wealth is actually a spiritual obligation, not something to feel guilty about. That's such a fresh take, especially when we're so used to hearing that money is the root of all evil.
Right? And he starts by attacking this idea. He calls the myth of the righteous poor. You know, the whole poverty is virtuous thing. He says the Bible actually shows the opposite. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were all wealthy, and it was seen as a blessing.
Exactly. He's not saying poor people are bad, but poverty isn't something to romanticize. It's a problem to solve. And the truly righteous person creates wealth, builds businesses, provides jobs. That's a whole different lens.
And it gets even more interesting when he talks about what money actually is. He calls it stored human energy. When you earn money, you're storing the value of your labor and creativity.
That reframes everything. Wasting money isn't just a bad financial move. It's like squandering your own life energy. And saving becomes an act of wisdom, almost a moral duty.
Yeah, and that's why debt can be so destructive, because you're spending energy you haven't created yet. You're mortgaging your future to the past. That really stuck with me.
Okay, so here's where I had to pause. He gets into the whole men and women thing, saying traditional roles are rooted in human nature. Men as providers, women as nurturers. I was ready to push back, but he's not being prescriptive. He's saying these different strengths, masculine and feminine, both are needed in the marketplace.
Right, it's about balance, not one over the other. Risk-taking and competition need the relationship building and cooperation. And that actually connects to his wildest idea, the Ten Commandments as a business manual.
Yes, that's brilliant. Take the Sabbath. It's not just about religion, it's about rest and renewal. If you work 7 days a week, you'll burn out and become less productive. That's just good business sense.
And thou shalt not steal is about creating trust. Without trust, you can't have credit, contracts, or long-term relationships. And thou shalt not covet. That's the big one for entrepreneurs. Coveting leads to envy, and envy leads to destructive competition instead of creative innovation.
Instead of trying to take what your neighbor has, you focus on creating value for yourself. That's a mindset shift.
So what's the practical takeaway? How do we actually build wealth?
First, be the person who keeps their word. In a world full of shortcuts, reliability makes you stand out. And network authentically, not just collecting business cards. Real relationships, like at dinner tables or community events, that's where deals happen.
And he's big on specialization. Don't try to do everything yourself. Find what you do best and focus on that, and let others do their thing. Trade isn't zero sum. Both sides win.
That's such a relief, honestly. You don't have to be a one-person show. And on the flip side, he says the fear of failure holds us back more than anything. Failure is just a learning experience. The most successful people have failed multiple times.
So take calculated risks, have a backup plan, but don't let fear run the show. And here's the spiritual core. He believes the universe has a moral order. Honesty, hard work, generosity, and they get rewarded. Greed and dishonesty, they don't in the long run.
He also takes a swing at government intervention. He thinks the marketplace works best when it's free to reward value creation, and too much regulation distorts that.
That's a bold take, but he's got a point. And then he says something that really stopped me in my tracks. Poverty isn't caused by a lack of resources. It's caused by a lack of relationships.
That's so powerful. The best predictor of economic success isn't education or talent. It's the quality of your relationships. That's why community and family matter so much. When those break down, people lose access to opportunities and wisdom.
And that ties back to his whole theme of service. The most successful businesses are focused on serving others. If you're just obsessed with money, customers can tell. But if you're genuinely solving problems, profit follows as a byproduct.
It's like he's saying wealth is a means, not an end. It gives you the freedom to focus on family, community, and spiritual growth. That's the real payoff.
So what am I actually taking away from this? I think it's the permission slip to see my work as a noble calling, not just a paycheck. It's okay to want to be prosperous, as long as it's rooted in service and integrity.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. This book reframes wealth as a spiritual calling, and it's a journey worth taking. We'll see you in the next one.